أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا مباركا فيه والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. My respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Our beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam once said, a person who is well fed and who is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that is like the one who is fasting and is patient. From this hadith, my respected brothers and sisters, we conclude that fasting and being patient is really important. But we also conclude that being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is equally, if not more important. So yes, we are in days where we are asked to stay away from food and drink. We are asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to obey His command and not to eat and drink and not to fulfill our lower desires during the daytime. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us through His Prophet and Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's not all about being hungry. Fasting is not all about leaving food and drinks and marital relations while we are fasting. It is leaving those things, but knowing that we are doing so for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why we believe Allah Almighty attributed this act of fasting to Himself. When He said, كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنِ آدَمَ لَهُ إِلَّا الصِّيَامَ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. All of the deeds of the son of Adam belong to him except fasting. Fasting is mine and I'll reward for it. Why is that? يَدَعُ طَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِي. Because he leaves that food and drinks and shahwa, the lower desires, for my sake, obeying my command. And he is patient on that. And because of that, I'm going to reward him beyond reckoning, beyond measure. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And most scholars, commentators, will actually interpret this noble verse of the Qur'an in the light of us fasting. But it really amuses me that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has equaled the level of the person who is well fed, who is eating to his full, but he is grateful for his meals, for his provision. Which really tells me that the patience and gratitude they go hand in hand. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, it is like that. Yes, patience is the trait that arguably is the most precious to us of all different traits. But when it comes to making sure that we are going to enjoy and keep enjoying Allah's favors and blessings, it seems that the act of gratitude, shukr, is the critical one. It is the fundamental one. We can be patient in difficult times, and Allah will reward us for that. But we must remember to be grateful when we have plenty. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, it is somewhat awkward and strange times, but it does seem that we still have everything we want. When we go nowadays in the supermarkets, the shelves are more or less as they were before this current pandemic. Whatever we desire to have on our dining table, we can have it. So we are not really lacking in means nowadays, I would say. Perhaps just a slightly bit. But are we lacking in gratitude, in patience, and in thanksgiving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Maybe we are. So these are ideal times to question ourselves, to be very honest with ourselves, and to return to the right waves, to the right ways as well. And pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pay Him the utmost gratitude. Indeed, when we say our formal prayers, there are lots of praises and supplications that we say in which we show our true gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we must remember that it is through Allah's tawfiq that we are praying and that we are paying gratitude to Him. So we must ever be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we must praise Him at all times, as all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the one who enabled us to be grateful people for the meals that we have, for the food that we enjoy, for the resources that we enjoy. So we must stay like that, because this is the only way to make sure that we will keep enjoying our benefits, our blessings, and our favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in abundance. Once again, I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we become among those people who become truly grateful to Him on every blessing. The Prophet taught us, كَمْ مِن نِعْمَةٍ أَنْعَمْتَهَا عَلَيَّ قَلَّ لَكَ عِنْدَهَا شُكْرِي. O Allah, how many blessings You have bestowed upon me, and I really came short in paying my gratitude to You for it. But yet You did not deprive me of it. You did not deprive us, Allah. You keep giving us, even though You know that we are not paying gratitude, shukr to You as we should. So here we are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, our Creator. We would like to express our gratitude, our thanks to You as You truly deserve. And we are grateful to You for every single blessing that we have. O Allah, please forgive us the times when we show the lack of gratitude. Forgive us for the times when we didn't thank You sufficiently. But O Allah, increase our provision for us. Don't take our health away from us, and don't take Your blessings away from us, but keep sending Your blessings our way, and bless us indeed in this holy and special time of the month of Ramadan and beyond it. Barakallahu feekum, wal afu minkum, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.